of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth.
Thank you. Cooper, and from all of us at WMRN to all of you, the very warmest and merriest of Christmases and the happiest of New Years.
Just like the Time now for headline news on Stereo Marian. Christians celebrate Christmas in Rome and Bethlehem, but violence is reported in Indochina and Ireland. Reports from New Delhi today say 179 persons, most of them homeless, have died in severe cold in northern India. Iraqi officials say they're boycotting a meeting today of Arab oil ministers in Kuwait because they don't approve of the Arab oil weapon. Federal energy officials say the latest Arab oil price hike will boost gasoline and heating oil prices in this country. And Cincinnati police say the painting theft case is still open, with three men charged with receiving stolen property, but no arrests yet for the theft itself. Elsewhere on the Ohio scene, Welfare Director Charles Bates is instructing all county offices to record the Social Security numbers of assistance recipients. He said this is an effort to cut down welfare fraud. Safety officials have predicted that 25 persons will die on the state roads before midnight tonight, and at least 17 have already lost their lives. The Ohio Environmental Protection Agency is to ask the Attorney General to go to court tomorrow, seeking a further injunction against the Forest Hills Utility Company. Well, a Christmas Eve fire did some $5,000 damage to the home of Mrs. Deborah Knox at 965 Henry Street yesterday. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Charges of first-degree murder will undoubtedly be filed against Paul Kramaza tomorrow. This was confirmed yesterday by a high police official. And Congressman Clarence Brown, in his weekly report from Washington, said President Nixon may not sign legislation approved by Congress, giving major federal money to the creation of a health maintenance organization. Weather words for this Christmas Day, 1973, in North Central Ohio. Partly cloudy and mild today with a high reaching near 50 degrees and intermittent rain. That's headline news on Stereo Marian, 106.9 on your FM dial.
A bright and warm and friendly Merry Christmas from all the employees of the Jim Dugan store. Dugan saw a lot of you during the shopping season and were happy every time they could help you find exactly what you wanted. And they may have said Merry Christmas to you then, but from everybody at Dugan's, Merry Christmas again. As a matter of fact, Dugan's have been saying Merry Christmas to their customers for 58 years now. In the beginning, it was to people who drove up in farm wagons and hitched the grays to the rack, to people who came in storm surreys drawn by a bay, and a smart young buck in a snow cutter drawn by a spirited chestnut. Later, Dugan's customers parked their Model Ts and their Stutz Bearcats in front of the store. But in all decades, Dugan's greeting and their wishes for a Merry Christmas for every one of their customers were neither more nor less sincere than they are today. Perhaps it was because Dugan's have always had a genuine concern for the welfare of their customers that they're still saying Merry Christmas after 58 years.
Hello? Oh, Martha!
So soon? You're having a party again?
Dinner. Friday?
Oh, no.
Well, it certainly sounds like fun.
Fun? He gets everybody drunk on martinis. They forget to serve dinner, and everybody gets a hangover.
Well,
great.
We should come early for a couple of extra silver bullets?
Silver bullets?
Oh, yes. I suppose that was funny the last time. I mean, the way the Claypools conked out.
Silver bullets? Who needs it?
Well, look, I better check with Roger. Rog, what should I tell her?
Look, honey, we don't want to go there. Tell her we're busy. Tell her we're on the wagon. Just tell her no.
Let's face it. People who need to drink that much to be social are not really social drinkers. For a free booklet about drinking, write Alcohol, Box 2345, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
A public service message from this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
You're in tune with Stereo Marian, WMRN-FM, Marian, Ohio.
Beautiful music time on Stereo Marian is 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
We're never too young or too old to enjoy the heady happiness and hearty sentiment of the Yuletide season. Christmas messages can be as short as a chirpy Merry Christmas from the gang at Wilhelm's Wallpaper and Paint Store, 158 North Main Street in Marion, or as long as Dickens' Christmas Carol. We like to hear them all, no matter how it's said or how often. It all amounts to the same things, a great day. Bob and Mary Withrow at Wilhelm's Wallpaper and Paint Store want to be right in there, too, throwing in a bushel full of greeting for a Christmas that's the mostest. And after Christmas, when the decorations are down and put away, if your house needs a little permanent brightening up with wallpaper and paint, remember Wilhelm's. You'll find them just as friendly and interested after Christmas as they are now, and just as helpful. But for now, the word from Wilhelm's is Merry Christmas. Hi, I'm Steve Sprunger. From all of us at WMRN, to all of you, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're listening to WMRN-FM in Marion, the most beautiful sound around.
The Campbell Supply at 941 Pole Lane Road, your headquarters for farm equipment and supplies for Toro and Lawn Boy mowers, feels that Phillips Brooks said it just about right when he wrote, "Everywhere, everywhere, Christmas tonight. Christmas in the lands of the fir tree and pine. Christmas in the lands of the palm tree and vine. Christmas where snow peaks stand solemn and white. Christmas where cornfields stand sunny and bright." That's not all of it, but the Campbell Supply wants to save some time for a few meaningful words of their own. A very personal greeting, warm and sincere, from Chuck, Ray, and all the employees at the Campbell Supply, to you and all your dear ones, a very Merry Christmas.
Beautiful music time on Stereo Marion is 10:30.
In the year 1539, the explorer Estevanico rode into a Zuni Pueblo village looking for the fabled Seven Cities of Gold.
Who comes forward to greet us?
Estevanico never found houses of gold or sidewalks of jewels. But in his 11-year search, he did discover Arizona and New Mexico. That early American explorer was a black man. One of many who helped make our country what it is today. Now, we at the United Negro College Fund want to make it easier for young blacks to help make this country what it should be. And we need your help. Give to the United Negro College Fund, 55 East 52nd Street, New York, New York, 10022. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Hi, this is Ned Cook. I'm a part of the sales department team here at WMRN. I would like to take this moment to express my most sincere wish to each of you for a very happy holiday season.